Good afternoon. We are live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. I'm Matt Riley, and we got a room full of Concert Club folks here. How we doing? And I'm really excited about our guest today because you guys have been the part of the soundtrack to my life. And
I really did.
And nobody's ever put it that way before, but yes, perfect. Thank you. So English Beats is here, and you guys are in town. You're playing tonight at Scoot Inn. You got a new record called Here We Go Love, and it's your first record in over 35 years. So welcome back to the game here.
Promise not to leave it so long next time.
Very good. Well, let's start off with a song, and we'll talk in a little bit. What do you want to start off with?
I was going to save this one for later, but let's do it right now.
Sucker for it. I climb down, I need my mother. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on it. Just
to a decision.
Here in Studio 1A, and we're only one song in, and English Beat live in Studio 1A here on KUTX. And that was the first song I ever heard by you guys, and that comes off Special Beat Service. Heard that in the early 80s, and so thank you for doing that, just from a personal level. That was great. And so you guys are in town playing at Scoot Inn tonight. Here We Go Love, the new record, first in over 35 years as English Beat. So
some of the songs were very difficult. They took a lot of arranging. That was the time. arrangements, yeah. Strings and brass.
That's kind of a question I have is, did you have all this pent up material? Have you been sitting on songs for decades?
Yeah, sitting on eggs, they're like eggs.
Waiting for them to hatch.
No, it's my way of just proving the perfectionism doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you've just got to let the songs go. For about 30 years of tinkering.
And that's really what was happening?
No. It was funny, we put some new songs into the set to make it a bit more challenging for us. And then people started asking to buy a CD with that song on it, which spurred us into thinking about making a CD.
Okay.
So we did a Pledge Music thing, which, if there's any pledges, anybody who does pledge, quite good idea. They've grown very fast.
So it's like a
struggling to
subscription.
Keep up with their own success, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can pledge for a record. Getting your record's another matter, but it's a terrific idea. You hear all about it afterwards from the pledgers. Where's my record?
Well, we get that every day because this radio station is based on pledges, and all of these folks here in the room have donated money to this station.
Well, congratulations, thanks, well done.
So we understand the concept.
What was that thing about the Buggles? What was that about? Video, what was it?
No.
We
still got some radio
video,
stars.
What is this video you speak of?
Well, we're making them now. We'll see them soon.
Radio killed the video star.
That's right.
Public radio.
Hurry up before the verse is over.
And now, of course, radio won, so you get to come to do things at radio stations and they immediately video it. They still don't learn, do they? They don't learn.
How the worm turns.
Hot medium, cold medium. They don't learn.
So is the title of the record, Here We Go Love, in any kind of reaction to what's going on in the world these days?
Well, yes, in a way. I mean, it's the other bookend from the late 70s early 80s when we were complaining about much the same thing. Mm-hmm. And now it seems as the pigeons have come back to roost, haven't they? Stuff that we were aware of, excuse me, in the early 80s, but we didn't really do as much about them as we might have. They've come back with ferocious teeth now. Yeah. And the challenge is on, really. You could think, really, people, probably a lot of people about my age, like NPR, would live through some of the hippie revolution, some of the punk revolution. And I think we imagined that we were going to leave the world in a better place than our parents had, as they'd struggled with World War II. And it doesn't really look like that's the case, does it? You know, so there may be some egg or vegan egg substitute on our faces right about now for all our clever songs and clever ideas. It seems a bit of a mess, doesn't it? So I thought, I know, I'll bring out another record. It worked last time.
There we go.
Let's give these folk one last chance, shall we?
Well, you know, all you can do is try. And, you know, what's interesting is, my wife and I are talking about this with respect to U2 and Bob Geldof, and in the 80s, there was actually a movement to try and save at least a continent with music, you know, with Live Aid and all of that. And there were all these, or We Are the World, and all of these musicians would get together, and it seemed like there was more of a community. And I don't know if that's more about the industry itself or just about the individual musicians being message-oriented anymore.
Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
That's it. As soon as they emasculated the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
It was like,
right.
Oh, watch your royalties, darling.
Right, but you know, like Live Aid and the 80s things going on, that had a positive bent. You know, they were actually trying to do something instead of just being critical.
Yep, no, it was nice, and you'd like to see a bit more of that, and you do see little sections of it, don't you, nowadays, not as much. You'd like to see a bit more of it, but you've got to be very careful. I mean, you jump into a civil war where they're using famine as a weapon.
Right.
And you're delivering food in trucks that a week later have got howitzers strapped to the back of them. There's no food on them. They were burning the food on purpose, weren't they, to starve people. It wasn't a matter of they needed food. They needed somebody to stop burning their food. That's a more complicated
it really
one,
is.
I think,
right.
You know.
We're going down a dark path here, Dave.
Lots we could do here. Lots we could do here, for
sure.
Example. I think as the summer passes, the winter comes on, we do T-shirts at our shows, and we're going to come up with these packs of hats and gloves. Each time we sell a T-shirt, we're going to donate one of these packs to the homeless people that are most often hanging around the gig when we pack out.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Nobody in America should have cold hands.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody in this country should have cold hands. Are you kidding me?
Well, bringing it back to music a little bit, you just recorded a guest DJ session with us that'll air August 4th.
I did.
I don't want to give too much away because I want all of you to listen. But it's got me thinking lately a lot about this. And are there any artists that you missed the first time around that you, as you've aged, have come back to and said, oh, I kind of missed this the first time and now I'm really into it?
Not really, but I was so avid. That's all I did was chased vinyl, you know. So that's all I did, really. My second half of my once I'd given up swimming training, that was it. Records, just hunting down records, everything I liked. So you do go back and revisit stuff that you haven't listened to for ages. Like the Four Tops are always a delight.
Mm.
I noticed, I don't know if it's pronounced Shivers or Shivers, but that name's all over this building. And I was reading about how people who really like music, probably include a lot of your pledgers here, have the biggest response with the hairs going up on the back of your neck.
Yes.
When you hear a song. Well, the Four Tops do it to me. I think I'm going to start to fly.
Mm-hmm.
The hairs go back on my shoulders. I'm going to take off. So that's what I like doing, going back to music that meant a great deal to you at the time.
Yeah.
You haven't heard it for ages, and you play it again. Wow. You can smell that room that you were in when you were 12.
Sure.
And it was July. You can smell it.
Right. Well, it's Robin Shivers, and she was a big supporter of the Austin music scene and right. Worked very hard for healthcare for musicians.
Well, Dave
in
Shivers
Austin.
As well, you can tell him.
All right. Very good. Well, English Beat is here, and here we go. Love the new record playing tonight at Scoot In. Tickets and info at scootinaustin.com. Let's hear some more music. What do you want to play next?
This one says, how can you stand there? And you can't is the answer. You just can't, though.
Come on! Hey. How can you stand there when all around you is alive? How can you stand there and not wonder what? But what right to complain when so many marchers are there in you? How can you stand there and just watch them do? Stand there, come walk with me the extra mile. How can you stand there and not raise a smile? You must be paralyzed. So little time, so much to do. Until you realize who does there to you.
Come on now.
Cause it's not over till you hit the top. It's not over till we have to stop. It's not over. It's not over, so come on and dance. How can you stand there? How can you stand there? Something's coming down, made aware by the waves and quakes. Wound up tight like it's gonna break now. Drums are thumping, blood is pumping. Hands on the clock, getting ready to stop. Tires screaming, engine smoking. Look out, driver, the earth is shaking. How can you stand there?
English Beat live in Studio 1A, and once again, the new album, Here We Go Love. It's already out now, and you can catch these guys live tonight at Scoot In, and tickets and info at scootinaustin.com. Do you want to tell us real quick who's playing with you, Dave?
Say again.
Sorry. Would you like to introduce your band here?
Oh, well, the management tell me not to learn their names because it's upsetting when they go, but somebody did tell me some of their names. I feel like the French World Cup squad, really. Like I'm Giroud, the captain.
I can do it.
Two very talented strikers either side of me, you know. Dean Shasha on my one wing and Anthony First Class on the next. You are vibes. Matt Marish on the saxophone. Min on the keyboard. Mark Sims there on the bass. Lucci on the drums. Kevin. Keyboards. Debbie Triangle on the vocals.
Well, thank you very much to English Beats, and it's been a great pleasure hanging out with you guys this afternoon. It's an excellent way to spend a summer day in Austin.
Sounds great, isn't it? It sounds better than most gigs. Those shivers knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Thank these folks. They paid for it. Thank you to our concert club. Thank you to Cliff Hargrove and Will
Thanks
Clark.
Thanks for supporting you. I mean, it's very important, really. No, we're off air now.
No, not yet.
Community and compassion. Those two words are going to be very important in the next few years. If they're not, we're in real trouble. And stations like this are an example of both of those. Community and compassion. It's about our only chance. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Will Clark for making everything sound so good. Our multimedia crew today is led by Julia Reese, Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, and Gabriel Perez. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Matt Riley, and I'm going to take it back to the studio.